I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we are proud to welcome Linda Hamilton of Defiance. Ms. Hamilton is an accomplished movie and television actress and is best known for starring in the TV series Beauty and the Beast and playing Sarah Connor in the classic films Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Over the next segment, Linda Hamilton will talk about her role in the hit TV series Defiance, which airs Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to tune into Skynet, feel free to say, "I'll be back," as we terminate the past to enter a very defiant future. Linda, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thrilled. You know how to operate this thing, though, right?
I hope so.
All right.
Now, you're guest starring on Defiance, whose season finale airs Thursday, August 28th at 8 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Now, Linda, tell us about your character on Defiance and what's in store in the season finale.
Well, my character, for those that don't know what the show's about, it is about a futuristic show where the Earth has been terraformed very badly. Things have gone wrong, and the Earth is now shared, cohabitated by the group of human beings and then a collective of seven different races of aliens. So that, like, wonderful aliens and wonderful art department. My character is a woman who is bipolar, who after all the hell breaks loose on Earth can no longer get her medicine to treat her illness. So after 10 years of sort of scraping by, the medicine's no longer effective, no one is making it, and they find her putting rat poison on her children's sandwiches one morning. That's the backstory. So they send my character away. Her name is Pilar. She's married to a mining magnate in this town of Defiance. He, you know, is a real powerful man. So he's basically told his children that mommy died. And cut to 15 years later, I come back, and there's and I'm still bipolar. So I've got my own agenda, and not very balanced. So you know, and lots of recriminations and trying to make up for lost time with my children. But just, you can see that she's not really, really straightened out. So it makes for a lot of tension and, you know, good character stuff.
Yes, what do you appreciate most about your character, Pilar?
Well, I enjoy, it's a wild show. I've been in a work camp / religious camp / alien camp, you don't really know where, for 15 years. So I have gained a whole lot of alien in my time away. And you don't really know who I'm working for. And the fact that she is just bipolar makes such good, rich environment for acting. It's so much more interesting to me than playing, you know, a forensic scientist or a doctor or a professional woman on primetime television. You know, this girl is just all out and for better or for worse, you know, she's a real force to be reckoned with. And it's just so much fun. Funky hair, you know, just crazy clothes and crazy scenes and great actors, you know, just fun all the way around.
Now, is there anything that you learned playing Sarah Connor in Terminator that you could apply to this character?
Well, that whole take no prisoners mentality, very, very much in keeping with Sarah Connor. Pilar is, like, right there. Haven't had a lot of fight choreography, but I know we will when we go into season three. I can't spoil the season finale for those that are going to watch it, but, you know, it gets real interesting at the end. So, you know, we can take her in just any direction, really. I don't know what their plan is, but she's definitely got some tricks up her sleeve, this one.
Now, tell us about working with the cast of Defiance. What was that experience like for you?
They are the most solid group of actors I've worked with, you know, all in one show. Jamie Murray plays the wife and really sort of the strong force behind her husband in the casting race. They're tall and white people. She's unbelievably courageous. She's, you know, barely dressed through every episode.
Right.
She's so courageous. And Tony Curran, her husband. So these are the, you know, sort of the oligarchy of the casting race. And they are just wonderful actors. And Grant Bowler, you know, is just, so hot. He just doesn't make a false move. He's just all, you know, he's the bone of the show, the backbone, and just, you know, adds so much weight to everything he does. You know, and just all the way down, Julie Benz is wonderful.
Well, also your hubby, Graham Greene, as well.
Yes, Graham is great. And we got to do a lovely scene together, you know, which just sort of encapsulates so much of my character's desire to come home, you know, to pick up where I left off. Of course, that's not possible after 15 years. And then also my resentment for him having sent me away.
Right.
Even though it's understandable.
Yes.
However, we're dealing with a mentally unstable woman. So, and he's just about as calm and earthy as my character is, unsettled and so it makes for a very nice combination. He's great.
Now, of course, you're very identified with the genre, the sci-fi genre. But when you were doing King's Crossing, did you ever imagine your career would take this turn?
No. No, but I'll tell you, this seems much more organic to me than doing King's Crossing, where I did the sexy girl.
Right.
I mean, I had no idea how to be the sexy girl or the little, you know, kitten, the little, you know, boyfriend stealing, you know, sleeping with the married man, you know, the bad girl. I remember they tested me for that, and the producer said, "No, I want you to wear tight jeans and a lot of makeup."
Yeah.
And I came in, and he's like, "That's tight jeans? Are you even wearing makeup?" I mean, you know, I just, like, truly was uncomfortable in that kind of a role. But more that's been asked of me to just, like, be athletic and strong and on my feet and thinking on my feet and muscular, you know, that's not exactly where I thought my career would go, but I certainly embrace it, really enjoy it.
So, Linda, what can audiences expect to experience when they tune into Defiance on Thursday night?
Well, I think it's an utter smorgasbord of, you know, beautiful style and, you know, I can't say enough about the art department and the wardrobe and the wardrobe. I repeat myself, but, you know, it is like museum quality, the work that the wardrobe designer has come up with for, you know, very specific looks for each of the alien groups.
Right.
And so you've got this beautiful arena and gorgeous art department and clothes, and then each character has just an incredible amount of good opportunity to shine. You know, you've got, it's very sort of multicultural, very diverse casting, and everybody gets their day.
Linda, where can people find out more about yourself and also Defiance online?
I have no idea about myself. I avoid going on, I don't Google myself that much. I know that surprises you. but the show, I'm sure, I mean, we have people are Twittering, you know, get online, start downloading them and catch up so you can get on board.
Great. Well, Linda, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Or in the past. Okay.
I I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knox.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.